The new National Academy of Sciences study released this week details the role algae plays in allowing mercury to travel up the food chain and accumulate in fish. The researchers found that in lakes with more algae, the mercury is diluted. The result is microorganisms that eat the algae and are in turn eaten by fish have lower mercury levels, so less mercury ends up in the fish. The study may help regulators decide where to issue fish consumption advisories. But Eric Urim of the Sierra Club says it won't help Department of Natural Resources policymakers design a system to reduce mercury emissions.
We still need to reduce the amounts that are getting into our lakes and causing that problem in the first place.
DNR researcher Doug Naur says what's needed are more and better air modeling studies. He says those studies will help identify which power plants, incinerators, and chemical plants in which states are the source of mercury that winds up in Wisconsin lakes.
We don't really have a handle on what controls we put in place are actually going to have as far as cleaning up our lakes. So we need to put a lot more effort right there, a lot more money into that. How much of that mercury that's being emitted by these plants actually falls back in the state?
The Environmental Protection Agency and the utility industry are already funding some airborne mercury studies, but Naur says more are needed. One key to finding out where the mercury in lakes comes from does involve tracking how it moves through a lake ecosystem. Researchers at the Wisconsin Office of the U.S. Geological Survey are using radioisotopes to find out how much of the mercury in lakes has been there for more than 100 years and is just recycling through the system, and how much is new mercury being deposited from emissions each year. Dave Krabenhoft is leading this research effort. He says the result will fill in an important missing link.
We have to know whether the new mercury is equally contributing, more contributing, less contributing. If we don't get at those questions, in my opinion, we can't prescribe effective ways to deal with the issue.
The DNR and the Citizen Advisory Committee are working on recommendations for mercury emissions due out by early May. The DNR board could vote on a mercury reduction plan sometime this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.